In finance news today, the Australian corporate regulator ASIC has confirmed it's investigating yet another round of suspicious currency trading. The Australian dollar rose sharply around 5 seconds prior to yesterday's Reserve Bank announcement that rates would be kept on hold. The Australian dollar climbed more than 1% following the announcement. Now, this is the third straight month that money traders appear to have correctly guessed the RBA's next move. The Australian Tax Office has revealed that 370 Australian companies, which represent two-thirds of the government's entire corporate tax income, are now under constant surveillance for potential tax avoidance. This includes blue-chip corporations with an annual turnover of $5 billion a year. There are also 12 large tech companies, including Google, which the ATO is investigating. And ATO Commissioner Chris Jordan will front the Tax Senate inquiry today. He's told the business that there is no danger firms will leave the country if tax rules are tightened.
We're a good marketplace. They're here to sell product. They're here to have sales. Australians are avid consumers of some of these products. They're not going to go out of the country because if they pay tax, if your business model relies on you not paying tax, you shouldn't be in business.
Chris Jordan there. Let's take a look at global financial markets. And the Dow and Nasdaq were steady. The S&P 500 was down almost 0.25% at the close, while in London the FTSE was up 128 points. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $54 a barrel, Tapas crude is trading at $60 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,209 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 76 US cents, 70 euro cents, and 51 pence sterling.